Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the Caroline and Joanie UK-US Tag Team Across the Pond. The track played for the intro was sung and written by our very own Joanie Isinger, called Finding Me, with the music by Greg Depp, or pronounced Depp, and Joanie with Greg on piano. Hi Joanie, how are you?
I'm fine, Caroline. It's so good to be here. Just want to tell all the listeners that you could find me on SoundCloud.com. I've got 4 copyrighted songs up, and I've got so many more to go. And for those of you tuning in for the first time, I'd like to briefly share how Caroline and I came to produce this show. I found Caroline on LinkedIn, and I was divinely guided to contact her. And when we Skyped for the first time, it felt like we knew one another. And after knowing each other for a while, we came up with this idea that we should do radio together. So Caroline put that together at her end. She's at the helm with the controls. And that's it. We're here to do this together. So would you like to describe the format of our show, Caroline?
Yeah, I mean, to everyone who, this is our second show, by the way. Myself and Joni have known each other for 2 years now, across the pond, obviously. The way we work is we'll have a little bit of a talk and just tell you a little bit about us. And then obviously we do know we've got callers. We're here for 2 hours, so we have a fair amount of time this evening, where we will do readings and healings live over the phone. So that's how we work. Anyway, I'd also like to talk about Joni, because obviously Joni's talked about myself. Joni is from New Jersey, is a psychic and healer, formerly a clinical social worker and gestalt therapist. And obviously we met because we're both psychic. We're both psychic and healers. And also Joni, you can find her on www.joniswhitelinehealing.com, and she offers readings and healings over the phone or on Skype or in person for those local to New Jersey. So that's a little bit about you, Joni, really, isn't it? So
it is, yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So and basically we've came together on this show really to the way we read, I think we need to talk about this a little bit, Joni, is we actually really fit really well. That's the only way I can explain it. I don't know what you can say to that, Joni, because we do literally tag team. Our guides work with us. We are passed from backwards and forwards. And myself and Joni did a show on another show about a year ago, and we were quite shocked, really, in how it worked, weren't we, Joni, really?
Yeah, we're like puzzle pieces that found each other, and now that we're together, we just want to keep doing it more and more and stay together and find ways of assisting people in this way.
Yeah.
It's magical, but it somehow it makes sense. It just feels very right, and we've known each other in other lifetimes, and we found each other again to do this.
Absolutely, and it was one of those moments, wasn't it, Joni? I mean, and I will explain this. I get a lot of people trying to connect into me on LinkedIn, and I'd actually tried to connect to Joni, but Joni actually sent me an email and said, hey, why don't we have a get-together? Why don't we talk to each other? And it is like literally we've known each other for lifetimes. That's the only way I can explain it. It's how we manage to do the work that we do. We do both have the same attitude as well, don't we? We have a fun attitude to the spiritual side of life. We, in the sense that our guides help us, the object is to lighten the load, to help you lighten, and so we can live the life that we truly desire. And I think that's where myself and Joni could sort of belief set is with regards to our healing. I don't know whether you've got anything more to say on that.
No, I think that's I think that's very well described. I think that we have we have a similar outlook on why we're here. I like to call Earth school, and that we're in this Earth reality for life lessons. So Caroline and I come together to assist. We don't bring in the doom and gloom. We only channel from the highest of Christ-like consciousness. And that what I believe our information is inspiring, clarifying, and validating. And that people leave with more than when they first came in. And that our goal, we have hopes, not expectations, hopes that your questions will be answered and that you will leave with a sense of relief, a sense of or even an aha. Now, Caroline, may I introduce you to the audience?
Of course you can, Joni.
I'd like for people to know who my tag team player is here. Caroline Dixon is the founder of Crystal Heart Psychics. It is a telephone psychic company where she has readers available 24/7 to speak with. She is a psychic medium and healer. She is a qualified life coach. She's trained in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. She is a hypnotherapist, past life regressionist, and Reiki master. Could you please tell us where people could find you?
Right. I have a website called Crystal Heart Psychic. Joan has explained I do actually have a lot of readers online, and that work for me. Just for everyone to know, I do actually interview every single reader. I am very, very passionate about being positive about psychic readings. What this means is this is where the life coaching, and I think Joni has this experience with the Gestalt therapy as well, is that it's not a blame. It's not about judgment. It's about helping someone go further in their life. It's about making sure that we're offering information and guidance to help you move forward in the best way possible, with the highest good, with the highest intention. So that's how you can find me, really, on www.crystalheartpsychics.com. I also have a Facebook page. Now, I will be honest, I'm not logged on as much as I should be. However, people can contact me through Caroline Dixon, which is my Facebook page, or Crystal Heart Psychic Facebook page. And on request, I can log on, and that can take calls over the telephone. So it means I'm available, you know, if obviously everyone stateside wants to talk to me, then it's perfectly possible to do that. And I'm sure that's the same for you, Joni, with the UK listeners, is that you're also able to offer readings on Skype as well. So we close the gap from across the pond, don't we, really?
That's right. We go international. It's global now. You can also find me on Facebook under Joni Isinger and Joni's White Light Healing. And I'm also on LinkedIn and Twitter. Would you like to share how you became gifted with abilities? I'm sure people are curious to know how we're able to do this.
Right, okay. Well, that's a very interesting story. I actually didn't know till probably about, got to be 10, 11 years ago now. And it came a little bit of a surprise. I didn't go out and find it. My career, I'm qualified as an accountant, so obviously a lot of people would say, well, how can you be an accountant and psychic? But basically what happened, I had a horse that became very ill, and I would walk into his stables and my hands would burn, and I didn't know what it was at the time. I then went through a difficult patch in my life where I went through a very dark period, which was a divorce, obviously. And through this, because I actually then went to another healer, I discovered that I also had the gift to understand it, because my logical brain couldn't get my head around the spiritual elements of things. I actually did a lot of courses, which is hence why the qualifications in past life and hypnotherapy, to gain a greater understanding. But then I did find out later on that I was actually born with my gift. My parents finally said, oh, yes, it's in the family. And did you not? It was four generations deep. So it's really sort of, I think, as well, I hope that I'm an inspiration to others. Is it just because you're born with a gift doesn't necessarily mean you've been switched on to your gift yet. That may come at a later point in life when you're ready to accept that gift. So for those budding psychics out there that obviously do feel there's a spiritual element, there's times in our lives where we will be more connected and we'll be switched on to what we are meant to be doing. And but anyway, that's me. But more interesting, Joni, how about yourself? Tell me what your story is.
Interesting. We're equally interesting. How's that?
Exactly.
Everything's relative. I was a late bloomer. I was supposed to lead a conventional life. I was a psychiatric social worker for 10 years and didn't believe a word of this. I used to make fun of the words aura and chakra. I used to diagnose people like us. I had my diagnostic manual codes for this. And I became very ill with chemical sensitivities, to the point where I couldn't take any medicine. And at one point, I could only eat two foods. I was homebound for 6 months. I couldn't open up windows or doors. I was allergic to the air. And I would have died if I had had a bacterial infection. And I had to leave conventional medicine. They thought I was crazy. I had to leave my field because they thought I was crazy, and I knew I wasn't. And I learned I had multiple chemical sensitivities or environmental illness. An energy medicine chiropractor came on my path. He actually came to my home. He was an angel, and he specialized in it, in MCS, which was beyond belief. And he started healing me with energy medicine, and that's when I went on my journey, and I started reading Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay, Deepak Chopra, and other spiritual gurus, and then I went deeper. And as I went deeper, I was awakening. I call myself fast-tracked. I was supposed to have healing abilities come in very, very quickly. I began channeling departed ones and pets. I had energy coming out of my hands, and I was healing by putting my hands on either side of my son's chest. I was doing remote healing with him. I was able to see into bodies and do psychic surgery. I was doing automatic writing. And then it all came through, many, many abilities. And I left my my old world. I left. I did a 180, which was very challenging. I guess Caroline, I'm sure you can relate to this: the dark night of the soul, when you
Absolutely.
Go to that very lonely place, right? And I had to reassess many things that I had thought were truth, and I had new truths. So now I do this professionally, and I feel compelled to spread the word, as I call it. I believe in unity consciousness, which is the belief that we are all one. And I love what I do, and I love doing this with you, Caroline. So that's my spiel.
Yeah, that's us. Now, the way I'm going to work is, obviously, we've got quite a few callers tonight. We've got 10 callers, so we will try as best we can to get around to everybody. I'll call the last three double digits of your number out, and then obviously you'll be on live. Thank you for holding, everybody. You've all been great. So we're going to go to our first caller. Are you ready, Joni?
Yes, I'd just like for people to say their name and where they're from. We would love to know your location.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not that we need that, by the way. We don't need to know where you are for a reading, but I think for the excitement of how far we've gone geographically, it's
absolutely.
Quite exciting for us.
Yeah. So, right. Okay. So we're going to go to a first caller, and there's someone been waiting quite patiently in the queue. Last three digits of their number is 204. Okay. Hello? Hello? Okay. Number 204. Hello? I don't think they're there, so I will... Hello? Okay. Never mind. Right. Whoever that is, I'm going to put you on back on hold again, and we'll go to the next caller. And the last three digits of your number are 604. Just bear with me. Hello.
Hello.
Can I ask who am I speaking with? Thank you.
This is Dawn Karen. I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, hi Dawn Karen. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad I could get in the queue, so thank you.
Okay, no problem. Right. Do you want to start, Joni? Is there anything that you wanted to look at this evening, Dawn, at all, just specifically, or did you want us to just go in and have a look and see what's happening?
Specifically, what's urgent, what's on my mind is I'm an entrepreneur, so particularly finance, and I want to move into a stable situation, a stable living residence. So those particular areas, if you can. But if you pick up on anything else, I'm open to that as well.
Okay. Did you want to start first, Joni?
I'll start, and I'll just say for everyone, we're going to try and just get to one question per caller because there are so many people, but I can then do really quick on each if we're going to do mini on two. So regarding entrepreneur, you have your hands in this. You're very, very – I see you're deep into it. You need to loosen up just a bit. I see as if your hands are in a barrel of clay. It's not that you're stuck. You're in deep. And it's a good thing, but the involvement is so – the energy is quite intense that you need to just step back just a little bit and breathe. It's very exciting. Okay. They say it's new. I don't know. Is this new?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's very new, very new.
Yes. So just step back a little bit because – they say in the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, Mm-hmm. Don't push the river, or you can't push the river. It already flows. It will flow. It does flow. So this
okay.
is in existence. You have created something. It is a consciousness already. So you can
yes.
allow for
yes.
it to. You can allow for it to be, and it will. It will organically become. So
okay.
that is what I get regarding that. And regarding finances, I see a trickle. And the trickle, I feel like you have worries and concerns. And when you let your worries and concerns go, then you go in the other direction. They say you blow a gasket. It's so big. So it's like the finger in the dike. When you take your finger out, then it pours. Take a look
mm-hmm.
at what
okay.
your concerns are and put them on the side. I see you write it on a piece of paper, and then I see you're burning
okay.
it. And you transmute it to
okay.
the light, and you surrender and allow the universe to bring it in.
Okay.
Go for it, Caroline.
Thank you. How are you feeling, Dawn? This is Caroline, by the way. That was Jamie. Hopefully you can tell from the accent. Right. I actually second everything that Joni says. But I am going to be honest. What does come through, Dawn, now, it's not just one thing you're focusing on, because what Spirit keeps showing me is you juggling a lot of balls at the moment. You've not just got one thing. It's like... You've opened a door to an array of opportunities, and it's almost like, yeah, I need to go down that path, but then there's this. Do you see what I mean? And what I'm getting from Spirit is to say, right, okay, pull your energy back, focus where you need to
okay.
focus, and then step forward. Because I kind of feel at the moment, they're saying to me, you're putting one foot in front of the other, but because you are quite a visionary is what I'm being told, and I kind
yes.
of feel that, it's almost like you've got all these eggs in a basket and you don't know which one to play with first. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And it's sort of like I
yeah.
just feel that the amount of choice at the moment has almost become startling. And therefore,
yes.
you're finding it a little bit tough to be a little bit more grounded on focus on where your direction is at the moment. That's how I feel.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I would validate
I
everything that you say. Yeah.
Thank you, Joni. I
Thank
kind
you.
Of need you, Dawn, to sit down and write a list of where you want to be in 5 years' time.
Okay.
That's what Spirit guided me to do, because this allows you to ground yourself. Because sometimes when we set up our own business, and I'm sure Joni can speak to this as well, we go, oh, there's this, I could do this, and then I could do that, and then I could do this. And then it gets to the point that we actually put we've got too much going on, and then the one bit loses energy here. You know what I mean? So the main
mm-hmm.
say of why you set up in the business first, and this is what I'm getting from my guides, and I will be honest, I feel you've got an older gentleman with you in spirit. I kind of feel it's a grandfather link coming in with you. He
okay.
was also a businessman. Okay, so, was this your granddaddy by any chance? Because I kind of feel
it probably is, but I've never met him, but I was told that he was a businessman, and my father's a businessman, and I'm a businesswoman, so I was
yeah.
told that.
Really, really strong in the energy, Dawn. I do apologize because the lines are getting a little bit sort of going in and out, so I'll just keep talking, and I hope you can hear me. Okay. But, yes, he's been shown very proud man in a suit, standing there looking forward, very knew where he was going in life, you know, very determined individual. I feel that he brought everything up from nothing, you know, and was very
yes.
successful in his heyday. But, however, he's giving you guidance at the moment. So the way I want to see you going is focusing on where you need to go. And it's brilliant what you've done. It's absolutely fantastic. And it happens to us all when we set up our own business. You go, oh, my God, now I've got all these opportunities. I can do this, 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 this. And it's about setting yourself down, bringing the energy to, and working on what your first passion is. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's kind of where I'm at with this. As far as basically, that's where I want to go. Is there anything that you've got to add to that, Dawn? Or, sorry, Joni.
You guys gave me a lot. Like a resonance. Do you guys see me moving anytime soon?
Right, as far as moving is concerned, that will be happening, and I'm picking up the month of January of next year. So I do feel it's quite soon, actually. But I sort of feel it's the financial constraints around that are a little bit holding you back at the moment. And this is when what Joni said earlier is about you need to take a deep breath and kind of, the words I'm getting from spirit is actually chillax, i.e. relax a little bit, and let that energy flow in.
Okay. There's a definite slowdown a little bit. There's definitely parse this out into what's manageable for you because there's so much energy in this. It's wonderful. It feels great. And a lot is coming in regarding information and what to do with it in terms of your creating.
Yes.
But it does feel like there is that block regarding concerns with finances, and I'm getting regarding moving that it will happen, but the question you'd need to ask yourself, do I need to do this right now?
It
doesn't feel that it's necessary, that it's imperative to do it. It feels like the word that I get is it's like a whim, but I don't know. Is that so? Is this something where you'd like to, but you don't have to?
Yes. I mean, there's no expiration date where I'm staying. No one's pressuring me to get out.
Right.
But I just kind of want it to happen before. I'm nervous that the person's going to say, hey, Dawn, you need to go now, and then I have to leave. So I think I'm just self-sabotaging myself, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you had a conversation with them regarding their vision of how long you'd be there?
Yeah, and they were like, you know, Dawn, do what you got to do. I believe in your dream. You're doing excellent. Mm-hmm. You know, do what you got to do. Make your money, and the time will come, and just like that. That was the vibe.
Right. You feel secure where you are right now, and like Caroline had said, I see a move. It seems that it is quite soon, but you would need to just decide, do you need to do this?
Okay.
And then that might change the timeline regarding the necessity because there are other energies that you're working with right now, and it might, I don't know, like the camel with, you know, breaking the back, just one more stick, and then it falls, that game, that old game, or the straw that broke the camel's back. It's in your court. Do you have anything to add? I think, Caroline, you were going to go to finances.
Yeah, on the finances, all I want to add, Dawn, is I just feel there's a little bit of a blockage there at the moment. I feel everything's okay, just a little bit tight at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes clear sense.
This is why I'm being told, because like when you relax about things, and I think this is kind of the laws of the universe, if we're looking at cosmic ordering and universal management of the universe, is basically we have to let go. The emotional attachment has to be relaxed a little bit, and then the universe can bring this in. Do you see what I mean? So it's sort of like I almost want to say to you, Dawn, I just want to do a little bit of healing work with you. I hope you're okay with this, Joni, and if you can join me, that would be great. But I just want you to just close your eyes for 5 minutes. Are you sitting comfortably? Are you anywhere that you're sitting quite comfortably at the moment, Dawn? So, and just relax. Okay, I just want you to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I just want all that energy to start flowing as you go deeper and deeper. Relaxed. Okay. So how are you feeling now? Just a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more centered. Okay. What I'm getting is I'm getting spirit of working with you at the moment, just smoothing your energy off just to get you that little bit closer to where you want to be. So just bear with me a second. Okay. Now, it's only very quick, but how does that feel, Dawn? Do you feel a little bit more grounded and centered and focused and calm?
Yes. I actually feel like the gravity is pulling me downwards, so it's good. Mm-hmm. This is really good.
Yeah, because when we create, we have to have our feet on the ground, but obviously still be connected. And this is kind of where probably myself and Joni perhaps work a little bit differently to others is that we're both very grounded people, even though we can move through the different levels of being connected to our higher selves. So this is about pulling you back down to the ground a little bit so you can put your first foot forward again. So I really hope that's helped. Did you want to add anything, Joni?
During that time when you were doing that exercise, they were talking to your higher self about self-sabotage. Be aware of how you might confound events. Just to be more aware, it's not to be a judge. There's none of that where you, oh, gosh, look how I did that to myself again. None of that. Be an observer. And then the more that you are aware of it, the more you probably will feel the need to stop doing it. You'll just say, oh, this doesn't serve me. There are different lifetimes where you were a saboteur and when you also self-sabotaged. So in the other realms, you were working on that, and that's something that I think will go away. I think that you're interested. That's what I feel. You're interested in eliminating that aspect of yourself that doesn't serve you now.
Yes. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you for taking the time.
You're welcome. Blessings, honey.
Okay. Well, blessings, Dawn. We're going to leave you now. Well, you're welcome to listen into the rest of the show, obviously. Please, you know, and thank you for joining us, okay?
Thank you.
Right. Hi, Joni.
Hi.
We're back again. Right. Do you want to go on to the next caller?
Absolument.
Okay. Right. I'm going to call out number 767. And we'll just get you on live now. Just bear with me a second. Hello, can I ask what your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Dejan.
Hi, Dejan. What was your name, sorry?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Ah, right, okay. And what was your name again? It just cut out a little bit there as you were speaking.
Dejan.
Dejan. Hi, Dejan. This is Caroline, and obviously, here's a wonderful Joni.
Thanks, Honey Pot. Hi. You take this one first, hon.
Ah, right. Okay. Hi, Dejan. Is there anything that you wanted to look at specifically this evening? I am picking up we need to look at both career and relationships with yourself, if I'm totally honest with you. But I do want to focus on relationships. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Is there anything that you wanted to tell me, or do you just want me to go straight in and have a look?
Particularly, can you look at a certain individual?
Okay.
Her name is Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted
right.
to
what was that,
oh,
Chloe?
Go ahead.
Okay, right. I do. Well, what I'm seeing, and I'll just go quickly with what I'm seeing, because obviously as I work, I'm also clairvoyant as well, so spirit gives me visions in my head. This girl, I feel that she's a very sensitive soul, okay, but I kind of feel the energy or the connectedness between you is the way I'm getting it from spirit is it's a little bit up and down, if that makes sense to you. It's almost like there's a disconnection there. I mean, do you want to tell me anything a little bit more about that? Because I just would like to say that where there's this slight disconnection, I am being told from spirit, just so you are aware, Dejan, that this relationship will heal again. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. It's sort of like there is a connection, but I kind of feel is she quite insecure?
Well, she's really grounded. She's a really earthy person, so I'm not really sure if she is or not.
Okay, because I sort of feel her energy pulls away from you a little bit.
That's what I got. Well, I think she might also, maybe. I'm not really sure.
Okay,
maybe.
Because I kind of, yeah, the vision that I'm getting in my head is almost like, it's a really nice connection, but there's also a disconnection. It's really quite a confusing energy to pick up, but it's almost like I feel she pulls away and then she comes back. So it's almost like the way I'm getting it is you're on a rubber band almost. But however, going forward, I feel The relationship is positive, and that's the channel I'm getting from Spirit. And it's just about you perhaps showing, the words I'm getting from Spirit is empathy and patience. So I don't know whether there's anything in her life at the moment that's going on, but I sort of get this feeling you have to be patient with her as well.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you. I'm not sure if... have you got anything to add on this, Joni, just to see if we can get a little bit more of a handle on this?
It's similar. I don't know about outcome if it's the same in terms of who she is. I see her as childlike, that there's something that she's doing. I don't know. Is she with someone else right now?
I don't really know exactly.
It feels like she's out there and she's trying to have you know, it could be her higher self, her spirit, like, hey, look at me, I'm with them, as if she's trying to hurt you or make you know that she's not available or she's with someone else, but there's drama involved in this. Now, if you aren't aware of it, then it sounds like she would like for you to know that there's someone else, but it's as if she wants you. So that's what Caroline picked up about the rubber band pulling in and out. Mm. And that I think that this is for you to decide, is this what you would like, to really sit down and take note of what you've experienced with her, either reaching out to find out what her availability status is, or to have a conversation to find out whether you're at the same place in terms of maturity. That's what I'm getting. And she's a very nice person, yet I'm not feeling that the two of you are meeting eye to eye in terms of either what you want or maturity or both. Does that make sense?
It kind of does, but going back to the higher self, you said that she was unavailable, but she wanted to be with me?
It seems that she's confused. It seems like, oh, look at me, I'm out there. Oh, look. If she isn't with someone, she's either playing the field or playing that party girl or single woman that is free. And then it's as if there's some announcement to the universe that somehow maybe it will telepathically get to you. Or it's going to be through friends of friends of friends. Oh, did you see Chloe? She was at such and such club, or she was at Starbucks, and she was hanging around with a bunch of people, including these guys. So you would find out. Almost like cat and mouse, like wanting you to find her, to get her, but I don't feel like she's necessarily convinced that she's ready. It's a confused energy on her part. So when spirit comes in, what Caroline and I do is we can pick up on what people do. But in the end, that's not their healing. That's not their reading. In the end, it's about Dejan. So in the end, it's what do you want? What are you comfortable with? And like how Caroline had said about the caller, the previous woman, to write out where you could imagine yourself in 5 years, you can do that exercise in terms of what are you looking for in a partner? And to have it come out of your head, through your arm, a pen onto paper is a very powerful exercise. It becomes a visual, and it comes the inside out. And that is, if this is your life, this is your story, your journey here on Earth. Chloe is in your movie, but it doesn't necessarily mean that she is the one. Maybe she is, but at this point, what do you want and what steps will you take towards deciding whether she will be, you know, front and center in your movie?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, how do you feel about her, Jason? Because obviously we've talked about what we get on a psychic level and what spirits are giving us. And they are giving us this quite confused energy. And it does seem as if she's pulling back. I mean, how do you know where... I mean, it kind of feels like, as what Joni said, it's almost like she's unavailable, but she's available, and she does actually want you in her life. I mean, how well do you know this lady?
Well, actually, I feel like about a few years ago, actually, that I kind of saw her, and I kind of just kind of wanted to be around her for some reason. I wasn't really sure why, but I kind of wanted to be around her for some reason. So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, yeah. I don't know why, but it was like a kind of like a very intense. I'm not sure
yeah.
how intense, but a very intense type of feeling that I got over myself when I saw her. About a few years ago, so I wasn't really sure what that was or why
yeah.
I felt that way. So I went to see why I felt that way by asking psychics and astrologers and stuff like that. So
yeah, I mean, what I can say to Dejan on that, I mean, obviously you've been listening from the beginning of the show, so you've heard myself and Joni talk how even we connected, and when you have a past life connection with someone. You can actually feel like an instant, I know you, you know, and it does feel very much like that. And it's a deep connection. It's not a connection that you could sort of take lightly. When you know, and obviously for us being on the spiritual side, we do listen to that. But obviously when it comes to relationships, this is where it gets a little tricky because the free will comes in. But if you are, you know, that connection, it's sort of like when you first meet someone who you know you're going to have a relationship with, your intuition is going to tell you that this seems to be like a good match. There's a connection between the two of you. And I feel that that's what's happening with this Chloe. It's undecided at the moment. What Spirit is giving me is it's almost like you've been shown this lady who you are. But again, we talk about free will, so it depends on what's happening on her side of the fence, if you two are going to come together again. But I do feel from Spirit that you will. I also feel that it is up to you to kind of nurture her in the sense of get to know this lady and be friends and see how you guys feel. But it's also, I'm being told to say to you, it's a little bit of a fact-finding exercise at the moment. And
right.
Obviously try and understand what's going on with this lady, because I kind of feel you need to get to know her a little bit better as well.
Right. Just a little bit of fact what?
Get to know her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it and that's kind of how I feel, Dejan. So I do feel that there is a nice energy coming in, and they're giving me sort of within the next 2 to 3 months, if I do feel that the energy will lift between the two of you, and then you will know this lady a lot better. But I feel at the moment there's a little bit of an indecision between the pair of you, because I feel that I want to be able to say to you, you need to get to know this lady a little bit better. But that's what the connection's around for. It's to tell you, okay, this is potentially a good match. Intuitively, we already know each other. And it's learning to trust that, isn't it, Joni?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'll just add, just right before we go on to the next caller, you knew her from another lifetime in Spain. And you were loves, and you found her again, and you do know her. So that is validation, because Caroline said that this is the intuition when you find another soul and you go, I know you. It is not written whether the two of you will be together. This is free will choice on both your parts. But if you do get to know her, it might start again.
In Spain, right?
In Spain, España, in Spain.
So how do you feel about that, Dejan? Well, we hope that's helped anyway.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's helped a lot, actually.
Okay.
I've been getting these little messages about her. I'm not sure why, but I've just been getting those little messages about her trying to be with her. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we'll be on. And I think this is an opportunity to announce our next show. We will be back on October the 14th, but we will be here. So please call us back on that one, Dejan, and see how it progresses, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
So, well, lovely to talk to you. Take care. We're going to move on to the next caller now, okay? Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, bye.
Hi, Joni. Okay, right. We're going to go on to the next caller, and I think after the next reading, we probably will have a little bit of a musical interlude. So, caller 809, I'm going to press your live button now.
Hello?
Yes, this is
Hi.
Mary. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Mary. Nice to meet you, or nice to speak to you. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm rather concerned today. I've been in a bit of a quandary because I've been making my rent payments exactly on time and no deficit, but this month I've come up a bit short, not a lot, and I'm rather worried about the situation of whether or not, you know, things are going to improve for me anytime soon. There was an offer of downsizing within the complex I'm in, but the locations of them and the way they are really not suitable that I see at this time. I'm wondering how you feel about this situation.
Okay.
What do you want to do, Caroline? Do you or me? What do you want to do?
How are you going, Joni? Because I was going to say I've got some information, but I can sit here and wait if you've got some to say first.
Okay, I'll go, and then you'll go, and we'll just keep going after that. Is there someone in your life, Mary, that isn't rooting for you?
Oh, I don't know. There might be people on the sidelines that may not. I don't know. You know, there's always the naysayers and those that may say they're helping and they're not. I don't know. I'm not looking for that.
Right. Not in terms of looking. This is energy. There are people that it seems that are in your life that collectively, there are two or three people that when you combine these energies, there's a pushing or a blocking, and it's a not rooting for and a not supporting you. Do you light candles or say prayers?
All the time. I'm very spiritual.
There you go. At your leisure, light a candle and you pray and you meditate. This is what I'm getting. I don't know if this sounds kind of religious. I'm not religious, but I channel whatever's for the person's highest good, as does Caroline. Ask for complete absolution for all your sins. Now, I do not, that is not my belief system. This is a channel. I do not know if that is what you believe, and if this does not resonate with you, you do not have to say this. This could be from, it is. There's another lifetime, and you're atoning for your sins. That's what they're giving me. So,
feel like I've paid a lot of dues,
okay.
And I've tried to promote a lot of good karma along the way, helping many, many people.
Well, honey pie, this is happening. In this meditative candlelight state, go to that place, and we can go there now, and we'll just timestamp it as well, so when you're in front of the candle praying that it all comes together. You're over in that lifetime, and you're atoning for sins, and there were people that bothered you, and you name-called, and they heckled, and it was a back and forth. And it's karma with these three souls. So we'll go back to this place. I believe it's Filipino. It feels Filipino. And you go back to this place where there was a back and forth, unforgiveness towards others. So this is karma. We can release this now. You just say inside, I forgive myself. Oh, God. And if you have water by you, have a sip of water. That'll help flush this through the physical. Forgive them all. You say, please forgive me. And thank God for this life lesson. And then if you want to, after this call, just wash your hands. This is all symbolic. So these energies of these three souls that I do believe you know in this lifetime have come together, and it's a thwarting of your having peace in your home and moving and all. I see you're moving. I don't know. It feels very comfortable. I see the energy coming in. And I see these individuals very, very slowly moving away from you. I don't know if it has to do with that they live in close proximity or you're close to them or they know your business. And that's what I just channeled.
Yeah,
and they move. Go
people
ahead.
Around me that I wouldn't consider my best friends. I would say they're, you know, neighbor acquaintances. I wouldn't have chosen them as my best friends or anything.
Mm-hmm.
they may know, you know, different things, of course.
Well, these people are not, quote unquote, not rooting for you.
Okay,
and
well,
that
it really doesn't matter because I'm, you know, I don't take their advice and I'm not really, you know, connected with them on a real, you know, strong level.
Yes. Yes, so what I'm talking is what might sound third dimensional, you know, what the people that are right in front of you, this is a fifth dimensional, this is a higher dimensional talk where their energies from another lifetime are bleeding through and that this is a karmic effect, this is an energetic pushdown on you. The karma has been released, you did your forgiveness work. So they say this is hallowed. There's a lot of religiosity coming through me. So I believe that is from that aspect of you from the Philippines. You were a devout Catholic. I see you with beads in that lifetime.
I used to be. I was raised that way, but I go back and forth kind of right now.
Mm. Got you. So that's what I get. Not as I'll have Caroline go into what she gets, and maybe it'll be the answering the question in the present day as well, but in terms of the energy opening up and clearing in order for you to be more free to move and pay rent, that has been established. Go for it, Caroline.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Caroline.
No, that's Joni. Let's see, is Caroline gone? Unless she lost the call. Let's see if she's coming back. She was having some problems before the show started getting on. Wow. I'm going to Skype her. I have been cut off. Okay, folks. All of you and Mary, hang on. I'm going to my phone.
Okay.
To Skype, because I'll be darned. Because I can't get you off a call and even get another one because she's the one at the controls. So everyone bear with. Okay.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
Are you still on, Mary?
I am, thank you.
You are. Okay, so I'm gonna type her and say wait, let's see.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
Okay, so she can't get, so I'm gonna ask her whether we should all hang up and then get you back. So hang on, just hang on. So should we get off the, I'm typing, call and you begin again? Question mark. Hang on, and then I see you have tried twice. She said, I have lost the connection. Okay, she's frantic. Okay, do you, I appreciate you, Mary, and everyone waiting. Do you need to restart computer or have Mary and I hang up? Question mark. Let's see what she says. Lost ability to talk. Look at a Mercury in retrograde experience, oh, folks.
Yeah, Luna.
Right?
All of that, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she, okay, can run the show quietly. I can go to the next call. Okay, so hang on one sec. Hang on one sec.
Okay.
May I finish for 2 minutes? With Mary? Question mark. May I finish for 2 minutes with Mary? Because I just want to round it off. I can't get back in. Wow. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do, Mary. Okay, I'm just going to tell her I'm finishing with you and then we'll both hang up. I am going to finish for 2 minutes with Mary and we will both hang up. Hopefully, okay, I will, okay, hang on. Okay, if you finish up, I can then lock, mute her up and play music. Hopefully get back in. Tell me when to mute her. Okay, so. Okay.
Did you want me to hold on or?
No, she's going to have to she's going to have us both hang up, and she's probably going to have to call me back. And then afterwards, she's either going to pick, because she didn't get to you. So she's probably going to have to pick you up again to give her last part. So I'll just give the last part before we go to that musical interlude.
Do I need to call back in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Going back to you.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Are you still there?
I am.
Good. Okay. So there are all these problems. I'm back with you.
People, help the people, nothing will drag you.
Well, I don't know if people can hear me. This is Joni, and we have lost audio with Caroline. We're not quite sure whether anyone can even hear me. Caroline was going to bring on the next caller, but I'm not sure if she's able. We apologize for any technical difficulties. I think that Caroline is bringing someone on. This is 7:03. Hello? Hello? Hello, can someone hear me? Is this 7:03? I can't hear you. This could be part of the technical difficulties. I am now in the process of Skyping Caroline to tell that I can't hear you. Cannot hear caller. This is called Blog Talk Technical Difficulty During Mercury in Retrograde. And we will be having another show. I'll tell everyone who's able to hear when our next show will be. Our next show will be on Wednesday, October 14. So I very much appreciate everyone's patience. I have a feeling that this is impossible. I'm going to Skype Caroline. I think we're probably going to have to end the show. We're trying 949. Can you hear me? No. Unable. I think the show is coming to a close. I thank you all. I'm just going to ask Caroline. I'm ending this show. Caroline is very sad, too. The two of us wish that we could have had a two-hour show, but it seems that it wasn't meant to be during Mercury in retrograde. You can look that up on Google. We thank you all for being here. We hope that you will come again to Blog Talk Radio, where the energies have shifted and there will be no technical difficulties. Thank you so much. Bye.